Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 18 to 20. That's where I'd like to begin today. Thank you, musicians. Praise the Lord. God is good. Matthew 18, beginning with verse 18. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree, someone say agree. If ye shall agree, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three, one, two, three, and more. There's more than three here. Amen. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Amen. Did anybody come in Jesus' name today? Amen. I came to hear, to say of the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. My topic today is I agree with God. Amen. I agree with God. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, I know, God, that your way is far above our ways. God, help us, Lord, to do your will, God, to understand your ways. Lord, I pray that you would open our understanding, God, that, Lord, that we would be in agreement, Lord, that you are the Almighty, that you are the Holy One, and that, Lord, it's we that need to be like you. And, Lord, help us, God, to serve you. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. The Word is God. The Bible is already established. You don't have to make anything up. It's already there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our great, lovely, wonderful, glorious, holy, mighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who cannot lie, said here in our opening text, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. I believe it is of the Lord. It is God's will. It is of the Holy Ghost that we, which are gathered, In fact, I believe we're gathered together today here in this place, in this local assembly, to agree with God. Amen. Amen. I want to agree with what the Word of God says. I want to agree with what Jesus wants for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. The spiritual significance of this moment, of right now, of today, here in this service, it should not be minimized. And I don't know that it could ever be maximized. Is there a limitation to what God can do? I don't know of anything that would limit God. God can and is able to do anything. Amen. I feel a vision of heaven right now. That if we could, if we would find God's will, if we could do God's will, that it would give God, He would be cheering for us. He would be helping us. He is for us. Amen. I say that with certainty. God is for us. Praise the Lord. And hell will be afraid of us. Amen. Because we are following God. Amen. This church, I believe, has and is put here by God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I find scripture, I find significance in scripture about Jesus Christ and his commissioning of the 70. You know, he gave them power to go out. Amen. It is profoundly relative. I believe what he did for them in the Bible, he will do for us today. Amen. Luke chapter 10 and verse number 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. Praise the Lord. You know, I think it is absolutely incredible what God has done with this local assembly. Amen. In fact, I was just sitting down and eating dinner, and I was talking about this very thing, how that, you know, people want to put accolades on men. No, I'd like to give accolades to God. Amen. God sends us to a place. If God sends a man and a woman or a family to a city and they're put there by God and God's anointing and blessing and favor is upon them, then God follows them to that place. Amen. God's with them. I believe when this local assembly, this body of believers, came into this local assembly, came into this building, that God followed us here. Amen. God came here because he sent us here. Anybody else believe that? I believe that. That because God brought us here, God's presence, God's glory, God's power followed us here. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you are anointed and appointed, you are before his face. We just read that in Scripture. You are before his face. The Bible said he commissioned them to go before his face. That means his, God's goodness, his, God's favor, his, God's grace, and his focus will be upon those who are commissioned today as well. Amen. If God is leading you to do a work for him, to be a witness for him, to give out a card for him, to invite someone to church for him, if you are doing God's will for him, he is with you. You're not on your own. Amen. You will be before his face. Amen. The second point is that Jesus sent them. The Bible says, whither he himself would come. That's significant now. When they arrived, they were a promissory note, if you will, of the soon coming presence of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. He sent them where he planned to go. Amen. He sent them so that he could go there too. So that his name would be proclaimed there. So that he would be there as well. You know, it is in my hope, my understanding, the vision that God gave me for this church is that God would, this will never be a mega church because God wants to plant other churches from this church. Amen. That's what I believe wholeheartedly from God, that God wants to raise up preachers from this church. That what God wants to raise up and develop and mold and make believers, disciples in this church. That God would use them for His will. Amen. That's God's will. Amen. When a man, a couple, walks into a city, when a missionary walks into a country, God follows them to that place. Amen. If the spiritual folks could put their ears to the ground, they would hear behind them the footsteps of the Lord. God is right behind them. You go where God wants you to go, and God is close behind you. He's backing you up. He's for you. He's with you. You can hear that God is right there with you. Amen. The one who opens the eyes of the blind is right behind you. The one that raised the dead is right behind you. Amen. When you get there, healing is coming. We sang about that this morning. When you get there, deliverance is coming. When you get there, salvation is coming. When you get there, revival is coming. When you get there, victory is coming. Jesus will never send you where He will not go Himself. If He sent you, He's coming right behind you. He's with you. Amen. He's for you. Amen. Our challenge in the Spirit is that we must not be consumed, which is so easy to be consumed, with conflict in our world. And we're not to be overtaken with the conquest. You know, we're not to be conquering. Our mission is not to conquer demons and devils, although they have no power over us. Amen. And God always wins over darkness. Amen. It's not our mission to be casting down adversities and oppositions. Our victory is rooted and controlled not by conquering our foe. Don't focus on the enemy. It's by surrendering to our Lord. If you'll put Jesus Christ as the focus of what you're striving for, amen, then all these other things will be added unto you. Put God first, and guess what? You're going to have victory. Guess what? God will bless your life. When you put God first, all these other things, God takes care of them. Amen. We must be careful not to just quote, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Anybody ever heard that? Did you hear the first part of the verse too? I hope. The Bible said in James chapter 4, verse number 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. That's the first part of the verse. That's where you get the power. That's where we get our understanding. When you submit yourself to God, the following part of that verse becomes true. Resist the devil. When you're following God, you're going to resist the devil. And he, the devil, will get away and flee from you. But follow God first. Don't go chasing the devil. Unfortunately, we've had some folks do that. Go looking for a fight with the devil. That's not a good idea. Why don't you chase after Jesus and the devil will flee from you. Put Jesus first. Put Jesus in your life first. Find out what God wants first. Go chase that. Go chase Him. Praise the Lord. The first thing we must do is get close to God. Submit and surrender to Jesus. God's challenge throughout our time as man in history of this world. God's challenge throughout our history has never been His opponent. He has never been challenged by His opponent. Nothing, nobody, nothing challenges God. They cannot win. You see, this book is already established. You know, we agree with it or not, it's still going to happen. Amen. I just want to be on the right side. Amen. Whatever happens in this world, I know God. When I put Jesus first, God will take care of me. Amen. Our world may go just stark raving crazy. Things may really be dramatically chaotic, but God is going to see me through. Amen. God will be with me. Amen. Our God does not have an opposite equivalent. Just does not exist. Let me illustrate this point in the following way. If I would say up, some people would say the opposite is down. If I would say in, some would say the opposite is out. If I would say day, some would say the opposite is night. If I would say good, some would say the opposite is bad. If I were to say God, you had better not say the devil. The devil is not the opposite equal of God. Just not so. It's not so. It's time to shrink the thinking of our adversary. You don't have to dwell on the devil. You need to dwell on Jesus. You need to dwell on how to serve the Lord. Put your focus on serving God, and the devil will flee from you. Amen. The devil's going to be tied up and thrown into a pit and imprisoned by one angel. At the word of God. That's how powerful he is. That angel doesn't even need any helpers. He's going to do him in. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You do not have to fear that the devil is going to get you. It's just not going to happen. Because I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I serve the Almighty God. I'm serving the Lord Most High. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus cast the devil out and he said that he did it by the finger of God. Luke chapter 11, verse number 20. But if I, with the finger of God, cast out devils, no doubt the kingdom of God has come upon you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not exactly sure all of the ramifications of the finger of God or what that phrase means. But knowing God, knowing who Jesus is, it probably just means, hey, you there. You know, when God calls you, God is with you. You're fulfilling the word and the finger of God. It tells me that we're going before His face, that He is certainly coming there with us. He sent those 70 out two by two to every city and place and wherever, whatever, whoever that they contacted. God was with them. Amen. They cast out demons and people were healed and diseases were recovered and, you know, people were set free. Amen. God did many marvelous, wonderful works with them. They came back rejoicing. You know, so happy. God is with us. Amen. I don't claim to have any power at all, other than I know the one with all power. I do know who Jesus is. I do know that God is your answer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, you right there, the finger of God. You've been called by God. Come out from among them. Amen. Serve the Lord your God. Hey, you right there. Believe Acts 2:38. Repent. Be baptized. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let's see what God will do in your life. Amen. Can I mention to you the fivefold ministry? Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And when you get the ministry and the fivefold ministry, the ministry is the fivefold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's the hand, the power, amen, the glory of the Almighty God. Amen. What a powerful punch that is, isn't it? What a powerful hand of God there is in the world today, the church. Brother, sister, wherever you are going, when you are going in the name of the Lord, you are going with the power of heaven behind you. Amen. You are going endorsed and sponsored by the power that created the heavens and the earth. John saw that ministry in the right hand. The right hand is the position of power and authority. We use the name of Jesus. Amen. God's challenge has never been His opponent. It's not the devil. His challenge is His instrument. It was not Egypt. It was Moses. It wasn't Nineveh. It was Jonah. It wasn't the Mennonites. It was Gideon. It wasn't the Philistines. It was Israel. It was not Goliath. It was Saul. Amen. So when David got there, delivering food to his brothers from his dad, being the messenger, the good servant, kid, youngster, he was to get a report of what's going on. He saw that the battle was forming before him. He quickly discerned that the real issue was not between Israel and the Philistines or Goliath and Saul, but it was really Israel and God. I'm going to point this out in just a moment. Saul, the leader, the king, and God. Would they believe him for what he said? Would they act on his direction? God had said, no man shall stand before you. He told the nation of Israel that I'm going to give you victory over everybody. But Israel said, not this one. When they looked at Goliath, they thought that maybe God had never seen a man like this. When God said, no man can stand before you, evidently God had never, maybe they thought God had never seen Goliath. God said, no man can stand before you. God means what He says. His word is already true. Amen. Israel said, we think this guy can stand. Nobody volunteered to go fight Goliath. Not the king, not the soldiers, not the bravest men in the army. Israel was in essence saying, we can't fight this guy. Nobody here can fight this guy. There was a major disagreement. If we are going to evangelize our world, our city, this place, New London County, the day has come that we must be the church, the body of believers in Jesus Christ. Notice with me, David quickly discerned that there were only two things needed to win the victory. One, you must realize God is not looking for giant killers. Do not ever introduce someone to speak and say, he's a giant among us. No, it's God that is the giant. It's God that is great. In the Bible, God never had a giant on His side. The giants were always the enemy. The giants, they weren't for God. God likes to take the little guy, the new person, and win great victories. Well, I haven't been in the church very long. Well, then you're the prime candidate to be used by God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We do not need to be the biggest or the best. We do not have to have the most or be the greatest. God is not looking for giant killers. He's looking for someone who would believe God is a giant killer. Amen. God is able to give us the victory. Wherever you are going, you do not have to assume the role of a pseudo giant killer. God did not call you because you were a giant killer. He called you to give you the opportunity to believe that He can do anything. When the devil says you cannot do it, just know that God can do it. We are not in this to prove what we can do. We are in this to prove what God can do. Amen. God can do it. God can do it. I have seen enough of what God can do. I want to see more of what He can do. Amen. I know God is able. I know God is the deliverer. I know God is the healer. I know God saves souls. Amen. Just believe that God can do it. This is the message. Just believe that God can do it. Amen. David quickly realized that he did not have to be the giant killer. He just had to believe that God can do it. Amen. The second thing is, God was telling Saul, you can kill that giant. Saul was saying, ain't no way. How are we ever going to win this battle? He wasn't going to go out there. Nobody else was volunteering to go out there. Didn't look like anybody was willing to fight this battle. Israel, in effect, was saying, ain't no way. All David had to do to win the victory was to walk out there on that battlefield, lift his hand in the air and say, God, you said that no man shall stand against us. Let's shake on it right now. I agree. I agree. Amen. Anybody agree with God? I agree with God. I agree. And all God needed was someone who would agree with him. Just go out there and see that God will give you the victory. Amen. No man. You said it. That settles it. I believe it. Your word will, heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. It's time to agree that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It's time to agree that all power in heaven and in earth is in the name of Jesus. It's time to agree that Acts 2:38, that message on that sign, is still the only saving gospel that is able to save men from the lowest to the highest. Amen. It's time to agree that if God be for us, who can be against us? Do I need to remind you? God is on your side. If God is on your side, it does not matter who the adversary is. Doesn't matter. Our battle, you and I, our battle, is fussing with God. Man, can we just believe God, please? Can we just believe what His Word says? Amen. Our major struggle is debating God. Our flesh wants to do other than what God is calling us to do. Our major reluctance and our reluctance and restraint are refusing to simply agree with God. Do you know that there are more for us than are against us? Amen. Do you know that there is more grace than there is sin? Do you know that there is more truth than there is error? Do you know that there is more forgiveness than there is failure? Amen. Do you know that there is more angels than there are demons? Amen. Do you know that there is more God than there is the devil? Amen. Then someone, please say, I agree with God. I agree with God. He is Jehovah Jireh. My God is more than enough. He can supply all my needs. El Shaddai. Amen. Amen. He's enough. I got enough. When I got Jesus. Amen. I love what Paul said. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 6. Nevertheless, God. Someone read that little two words. Nevertheless, God, that comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. I better stick to my screen. I can't hardly read that. We need a bigger screen. Or glasses, maybe. Nevertheless, God. If God is nevertheless, that means God is always the more. He's nevertheless, He's always the more. If you are serving God, you will never come up short on God. If you are serving the Lord, if you are serving God, the God of this Bible, you will never come short of His power. He is always with you. Amen. He is always for you. You will never come short of the supernatural. You will never come short of the divine. Can somebody agree with me? Can someone say, I agree with God? I agree with God. Your victory will not be rooted in going anywhere and picking a fight with the devil. That's not what this is about. You got to find Jesus. You got to focus on Him. Amen. Your victory will be rooted in agreeing with God. In our opening Bible text today, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. Can I tell somebody? That is why you need the church. Don't try to do this all by yourself. Don't try to live your own life your own way. Don't try to go your own path. You need to be in the church. Connected to the body. I got to have someone to agree with. I believe you need someone to agree with. Amen. Can we agree that I agree with God? Amen. And I agree with you. I agree with my brother or sister in Christ. Amen. When you're talking things in the Bible, when you're talking the name of Jesus, I agree. God is able. Amen. If God said I can do it, I can do it. Amen. If God said I can have it, it's in the Word, then I can have it. Amen. If God said I can be it, then I can be it. Amen. I am ready to agree with God. Amen. I'm making a statement right here. I want you to have liberty here today. Will someone join me in shouting, I agree with God? Would you do that? I agree with God. The devil's worst nightmare is a church that will believe in God. Amen. A people that are called by His name that will act and believe in God. Amen. My God does not have any problems. Nothing is a problem for God. As soon as He got Moses into Egypt, the Israelites came out. That wasn't a problem for God. As soon as He got Jonah to Nineveh, the whole city repented. Amen. As soon as he got Gideon believing, wonderful things happened. Victory was in their hand. You see, this has to happen. The church has to believe. When I point at the congregation, someone, I hope, will say, "I agree with God." Amen. Let's practice. Agree with God. There we go. It's time to agree that there is only one God and Jesus Christ is not Jehovah Jr. I agree with God. It's time to agree that water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. I agree with God. It's time to agree that baptism, that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is essential to salvation and that you will speak with other tongues when you receive it. I believe God. I agree with God. Sorry, I can't get it right. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. If we get to the world and we do not have the goods, we might as well stay home. We got to have God in our lives. Amen. When we get there, we must have standards of living for God. I agree with God. We must have separation from the world. I agree with God. We must have our commitment to Jesus Christ. I agree with God. Philippians 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I agree with God. From Isaiah 54, verse 17, the first portion there, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. I agree with God. This is our day. It's our day for revival in this church. I agree with God. If we truly agree today, hell is about to be shaken and heaven is about to open. It is time to quit confessing fear. I don't have to fear the devil. I have nothing to fear from darkness. Because God is light. Amen. Psalm 27, verse 1, a psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? It's time to stop confessing inadequacies. Because God is my sufficiency. I agree with God. Amen. It's time to quit confessing defeat. Musicians, come. I'm wrapping this up. It's time to quit confessing defeat. Hearing again what he says. Matthew 16, verse 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, the Almighty God, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Anybody believe that? I agree with God. Stand with me, would you? One is going to put 1,000 to flight. Two or three, 10,000. I tell you what, the devil cannot, will not, is not going to win this fight. Amen. When we are following Jesus Christ, we are already assured the battle is the Lord's. God is going to fight in our stead. God is going to be with us. Amen. When you agree with God, amen, God will give you the victory. Amen. Just by you going there, just by you saying, when you go to the place to hand out that card, God is going to be with you when you get there. Well, I don't know if they're going to accept it. Put fear aside. Let God give you the victory. Amen. It's time for this church to lift their hands, come to this altar, and let's worship the Lord together and agree with God. Would you join me? Come. Come, let's worship. Come, let's agree in the name of Jesus. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I thank you, Lord. I magnify your name, Lord Jesus. I worship you, Lord Jesus.